and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Thank you for joining us here. The topic today is the price of flying. We're going to continue enjoying a conversation between Chip and Lois. I'm not sure, but it seems like they are a married couple. They are planning a trip to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I've been there, by the way, and it's a beautiful and interesting city with delicious food. Now, this is a lesson about different thoughts on the same subject. And the question Lois and Chip are discussing is, are budget airlines worth it? Yesterday, we found out that Chip really values comfort when he flies. But Lois prefers a cheaper flight, even if it's not that comfortable. Well, today they will be discussing the safety of airlines. Are budget airlines as safe as regular ones? Also, are there extra fees with budget airlines? And what does that mean? You'll find out. And how important is the flight schedule when a plane departs and arrives? Well, let's get started with the first reading, and then we'll join Michelle.
The price of flying.
Well, a canceled flight would be a hassle, but that doesn't happen very often, so I'd say it's safe to risk it.
Speaking of safety, are you sure those cheaper airlines have the same maintenance regulations?
Yes. They don't spend any less time or money investing in the safety of their customers.
Well, what about the extra fees they never tell you about?
What do you mean?
For example, the advertised fare might be $120, but you end up paying $100 more for the check-in fee. And that doesn't include the luggage fee, snacks, and drinks. And the seat of your choice, among other things.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 hassle 这个名词，注意它的 a 是长音的 a 念成 hassle。Hassle 是指困难或麻烦的事情，例如 I didn't know renewing a driver's license could be such a hassle. 我原来不知道换新的驾照会这么的困难。或者是 Kathy thinks shopping is a hassle instead of being enjoyable. Kathy 觉得逛街是一件麻烦的事，而不是享受。Hassle 也可以当动词，意思是烦扰或纠缠。例如 Josie's ex-boyfriend kept hassling her after they broke up.Josie 的前男友在分手之后不断的骚扰她。接下来我们来看的是 regulation 这个名词。regulation 是指规定、规章或者是制度。例如 ,in order to have a safe working environment, safety regulations need to be carefully followed by all the staff. 为了拥有安全的工作环境，所有员工都必须谨慎的遵守安全规定。它的动词是 regulate,R-E-G-U-L-A-T-E。例如 Sophie strictly regulates how many sweets her child can eat each day. Sophie 严格控管她孩子每天吃的甜食的分量。
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and today we are continuing our conversation between Lois and Chip about what? Did you say budget airlines? Well, you are absolutely right.
Okay, well, Lois is responding to something Chip said in the last lesson, and she says, well, a canceled flight would be a hassle. Now, hold on a second. That word canceled, spelled C-A-N-C-E-L-E-D. Actually, sometimes I see it spelled C-A-N-C-E-L-L-E-D. And that's because in the United States, they spell it with one L, but everywhere else in the world, or almost everywhere else, spells it with two L's. So there are some words where the spelling could be a couple of different ways.
So in other ways, or in other words, it's okay to spell canceled with two L's and one L. Well, let's see what Lois says. He says, or he further says, but that doesn't happen very often. That is, cancel flights don't usually get canceled very often. So I'd say it's safe to risk it. Now, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look with Liz at something in this sentence.
Hello there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. But that doesn't happen very often, so I'd say it's safe to risk it. Our focus today is on the phrase, I'd say. It's an expression native speakers use to express or introduce one's own opinion. In the case of today's sentence, the speaker is saying that because canceled flights don't happen very often, she feels it's safe to risk it. Use this phrase, I'd say or I would say, when you want to share an opinion. For example, you can talk about the weather like, with the way the sky looks with all those dark clouds, I'd say it'll probably rain this afternoon. Or you can use this phrase to talk about estimation or some kind of guesswork like, I haven't eaten at that restaurant for a long time, but I'd say a dinner for two might cost you over $50. As you can see, it's not a difficult phrase to use, so go ahead and give it a try. And that's all the time we have for today. See you again next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, I'd say it's safe to move on. Now, let's see what Chip says here. Speaking of safety, now why does he start this way? That's because Lois just said, I'd say it's safe to risk it. So speaking of safety.
Right. So speaking of safety, are you sure those cheaper airlines have the same maintenance regulations? Well, let's continue talking about this phrase, speaking of. Let's say, for example, you're having a conversation with someone about cars. You could say, speaking of cars, didn't you just say that you wanted to buy a new car?
All right, or maybe you're talking with someone about budget airlines. And then you say, speaking of airlines, I need to book a flight. I'm going on vacation, but I haven't booked the flight yet.
Well, speaking of booking flights, I really do need to book a flight. Remember yesterday, I was telling you how I needed to book a flight to Australia? I still have not made up my mind if I wanted to spend more money on the flight and get there later, like take a longer flight, or if I wanted to save money and get there in a shorter period of time.
Well, speaking of Australia, you know, I haven't been there in about a year or two, and I need to go visit my sister. Okay, so we've given that examples of that phrase, speaking of, over and over again. I think it's time to move on. Well, Lois says, yes, they don't spend any less time or money investing in the safety of their customers. Okay, so that means that they do spend time on maintenance, and there are important, strict regulations in making sure that an airline or that an airplane is safe to fly on.
Now, Chip asks a very important question. He says, well, what about the extra fees they never tell you about? And, of course, that reminds me of a phrase, hidden fees. Sometimes different airlines have hidden fees, that is, fees they don't tell you about. But guess what? You're still responsible for those fees.
Exactly. Now, those hidden fees, sometimes you can actually find out about them online if you look closely enough, or at the bottom of a piece of paper, it might be in tiny writing the other things you have to pay for. So just like in this picture, yes, this is a flight itinerary. Yes. And if you look closely here, I know the numbers are small, but the numbers add up, the prices add up when you add each of these different things. So some of these things are mentioned in our lesson, like a luggage fee, snacks and drinks, the seat of your choice. These all might be included in the extra fees that the airline doesn't tell you about right away.
So Chip says, for example, the advertised fare might be $120, but you end up paying $100 more for the check-in fee. That is actually always kind of frustrating because you think you're paying one price and then you go to check in your luggage and guess what? There's another fee.
$100 more, which is why I often just take one carry-on, or basically I travel with things that I can just take onto the plane. That way I don't have to pay that extra fee, that hidden fee for the luggage. Well, let's see what else he says, and that doesn't include the luggage fee, snacks and drinks, and the seat of your choice. All right, well, let's take a look at that phrase, the seat of your choice. If something is of your choice, that means that you get to choose it.
Exactly. So, for example, maybe you're going to a restaurant. Someone might say, maybe the person you're with might say, so you can choose the drink of your choice.
Or maybe it's your birthday, and so someone says, hey, you get to choose the restaurant. Let's go to the restaurant of your choice. Well, in our lesson today, we're learning about flights, budget airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, maybe you want a trip somewhere, and you get to choose where you will go. It's the destination of your choice.
Of course. If you want to go on a trip somewhere, it's always nice to be able to have the opportunity to choose where you want to go. Now, of course, in our lesson, we see another phrase that we want to talk about, and that is among other things. What exactly is this phrase talking about?
Well, this means that Chip has shared some of the extra fees, right? The luggage fee, snacks and drinks, seat of your choice, and he says among other things. That means he doesn't want to spend time talking about all of the other things, but there are other things.
So you could say, for example, in my purse, I carry my camera, my phone, a mirror, a pen, among other things.
Right. I don't think we have enough time to go over everything that is in Rebecca's purse. I'm sure it's a lot. But we can use this phrase in other ways.
We can. So, Gabe, do you have an example?
Okay. So, for example, maybe you plan to do lots of things on your day off. We're going to play video games. We're going to go swimming and watch a movie. Among other things. So we will do other things, but I can't share about them right now.
No, of course not. Well, we want to continue this conversation between Lois and Chip, but first, we are going to take a break.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are having fun learning about budget airlines. So the question is, do you get what you pay for on budget airlines?
Excuse me, sir. Can you please return to your seat?
What?
We are experiencing some bad weather, so I'm going to have to ask you to return to your seat and put on your seatbelt.
Rebecca, what are you doing?
Sir, stop arguing and please have a seat.
Okay, I'll have a seat. Okay, I get this. All right. By the way, I'm a little bit hungry. Can I have a snack? Maybe like a pack of peanuts? They do that on a lot of airplanes.
Sure. We have these.
Huh? Oh, that's perfect. Okay, good.
That will be $20?
Okay, $20 NT dollars. That's really cheap.
That's $20 US dollars.
Wow. $20 US dollars? You're kidding.
We are a budget airline. We have to make money somehow. Now, I'm glad that you finally sat down and enjoy your snack.
Thank you. All right, this is great. Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Ooh.
The price of flying.
Since when do you care about where you sit?
Since our last flight.
Oh, yeah. Look, here's a really cheap flight. It leaves at 12 o'clock and arrives at 2 o'clock.
It leaves at midnight and arrives at 2 a.m.? I'm sure we could find an airline with a better schedule.
But the airport is close to our hotel. Just this once.
That's what you said last time. Just make sure I get an aisle seat, then at least I can stretch my legs out.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 aisle 这个名词，注意这里的 s 是不发音的，念成 aisle。Aisle 是指走道、走廊或者是过道。例如 ，The bride gracefully walked down the aisle of the church with her father。新娘和爸爸优雅地步上了教会的走道。或者是 ，The clerk told me that I could find candy in aisle 5。店员告诉我可以在第五走道找到糖果。课文中提到 an aisle seat 是指靠走道的位置，如果是靠窗的位置就是 a window seat。所以我们看的是 stretch 这个动词， stretch 是指伸展或者是延伸。例如 you better stretch your muscles before performing， 你在表演之前最好要伸展一下肌肉。或者是 the beautiful beach stretches over 5 miles， 这个美丽的海滩长达超过5公里。Stretch 也可以当名词，例如 This long stretch of the reef coast is a haven for many kinds of fish。这段长长的珊瑚礁岸是许多种鱼类的栖身之地。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here we continue our conversation between Lois and Chip. Well, in response to Chip, Lois says, "Since when do you care about where you sit?" Now we actually want to take some time and talk about these two words.Since when? What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a fun phrase to use when you're curious about when something started for a person or when someone started doing something. So, for example, I noticed my friend playing guitar and I thought, since when does he play guitar? Speaking of noticing things, I noticed, Rebecca, you were reading a book the other day.Since when do you enjoy reading?
Gabe, I've always enjoyed reading. I like reading all kinds of books. I didn't even know that you noticed that I enjoy reading.
Well, I think it's great that you're reading. Now, someone asked me this question, since when we were at KTV and I started singing a song. And then she said, well, since when do you sing, Gabe? And I enjoy singing. I think it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, Gabe.I know that you enjoy singing, and you're actually a pretty good singer, too.
Aww.
Well, anyway, how does Chip respond? Chip says, since our last flight. Now, here's a question. When do you use the word well, or what does the word well mean? Well, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk about that word right now.
There's that four-letter word again, well. It's not a noun. It's not a verb, adverb, adjective, or pronoun. It's not even an article. So, what is well?
Technically, it's a particle. Simply put, particles are words with no precise definitions of their own, but they're used to facilitate communication. They're a kind of...language oil that help keep conversations moving along.
Good. Now, linguists sometimes divide particles into 3 categories. Interjections, like hey and wow. Conjunctions, like but and although. And sentence connectors, like well and
Sentence connectors do just what their name implies. They help smooth the transition from one sentence to the next. They help resume conversations, and sometimes they just fill a pause.
Well, not only connects sentences, it indicates a speaker's mood or attitude toward what's being said. In other words, it gives a hint as to how a speaker feels about the direction the conversation is going.
When a person says, well, it's likely he or she is hesitant or uncertain about something.
Right. So friends, pay attention to particles. It's easy to regard them as meaningless fillers, but they really do add meaning to what's being said.
我们来看一个很简单的字 well. 首先我们必须了解 well 的词性，它并不是动词、形容词、副词或名词。在英文当中，这种不容易被归类的字叫做 particle， 也就是语助词。其实语助词有好几种，像 interjection 感叹词， conjunction 连接词，而 well 是 sentence connector 句连接词。其实 well 并没有一个清楚的定义，但它可以说是语言的润滑剂， 它不但可以让一个对话更生动有力，而且呢给予好的节奏，也可以强化说话者的态度和语气。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, 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 those guys did it again. Great job, Steve and Ken. Well, Lois laughs and she said, oh yeah, of course she remembers their uncomfortable flight before. Well, she says that they found a really cheap flight. It leaves at 12 and arrives at 2 o'clock. That's not bad, right, Rebecca?
Yeah, that's not bad at all. However, Chip points something out. He says, wait...It leaves at midnight and arrives at 2 a.m.、
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we could find an airline with a better schedule. Now, Gabe, I have a question for you.、
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Lois left out that very minor detail as far as what time they're leaving at?
Like,、
yeah. whether it's going to be the morning or the afternoon?
Good question. Maybe she just really wanted to purchase the plane tickets,、
mm-hmm.
so she wanted to make it sound as good as possible, right? So she didn't...give the details that it was 12 o'clock midnight and that they would arrive at 2 in the morning. Of course, if you leave at 12 in the afternoon and arrive at 2 p.m., that sounds a lot better.
So, of course, Chip thinks that they should be able to find a better schedule. And what does Lois say? Lois says, but the airport is close to our hotel just this once. And we actually want to talk about this phrase, just this once.This is basically just saying, can we do something maybe just this one time?
Yeah, you use this phrase when you want to persuade somebody to do what you want. So one thing that makes it feel better for the other person is if you only do it one time. You say, just this once. This happens to me sometimes. Someone will ask if they can borrow my scooter. And I'm like, I don't know. But then they say, oh, just this once. And then I'll be like, okay, sure. And then, Rebecca...They come and ask to borrow my scooter again and again and again.
Well, that's pretty typical. Well, here Chip responds, that's what you said last time. Just make sure I get an aisle seat. Then at least I can stretch my legs out.
All right. Well, it's time for us to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary.
Chip and Lois are discussing their flight to Kuala Lumpur.And Chip is worried that if they book a low-cost carrier and the flight gets canceled, they'll be in trouble. Lois agrees that it would be a hassle, but since it doesn't happen very often, she feels they should risk it. But then Chip brings up maintenance regulations and wonders if cheaper airlines are safe. But Lois responds by saying that they have the same requirements as other airlines because they want to invest in their customer safety. So...Chip brings up all the extra costs that you are never told about, like check-in fees and luggage fees, snacks and drinks, as well as seat choices. Lois asks him when he started caring about where he sits, and Chip replies, since their last trip. Right then, Lois finds a really cheap flight that leaves at midnight and gets in at 2 a.m., but Chip wants a better schedule. In the end,Lois talks him into taking that flight since their hotel is close to the airport. Chip agrees, as long as he gets an aisle seat.
Okay, Gabe, did you finish your snack?
I certainly did.
Great, that will be $500, please.
$500?
It was $20 for the box, and、
yeah.
of course, $10 for each individual piece.
That's ridiculous! Friends, thank you for joining us here today at Studio Classroom. We'll see you next time. I am not paying that amount of money.
You can use your credit card, please.